A contractor quotes you $1,400 for compliance documentation. Most of that should already be their cost of doing business. After this module, you'll know how to itemize it, and you'll walk away saving $1,000 on one bump-in. Welcome to Module 4. Modules 1 through 3 gave you the production manager's chair, the schedule, and the risk register. Module 4 is the paperwork stack that proves you actually did what you said you'd do to the principal, the business manager, the auditor, and the WorkSafe inspector, if it ever comes to that. Look, compliance is not glamorous, but it's the thing that lets you keep doing the glamorous parts. And here's the bit worth paying attention to. Contractor compliance documentation line items are the most padded line in production hire quotes. Knowing what compliance you actually need versus what they're billing for compliance theatre. That's worth four-figure savings per show. So that's what this module is about. School theatre compliance breaks into seven categories. Most teachers think it's two. WHS and a couple of forms. The complete stack is seven. One, WHS. Risk register, SWMS, sign-on, incident reports. Two, licensing for high-risk work. Working at heights tickets, EWP cards, rigging certifications. Three, insurance, the school's public liability, voluntary worker cover, and confirmation of contractor PI cover. Four, material licensing, script rights, grand rights for musicals, AMCOS recording, APRA performance. Five, performer and image release, photo permissions, recording, streaming, archive use, social media. Six, child safety, working with children checks, supervision ratios, mandatory reporting, performer welfare. Seven, audit and records. What you keep, for how long, and where it lives. Each category has a minimum acceptable state. Your school's auditor or principal will check what's in place if you ever have an incident. And the absence of a record is treated as the absence of the work. That's the thing people miss. Quick word on where all this actually lives, because the answer is not a filing cabinet. Log your WHS records in EasyRisk as you go. The SWMS register, the daily sign-on, every incident and near miss. Then instead of rekeying any of it into the school's WHS system, you just export or print the EasyRisk report and hand that to your school's WHS officer as the source record. EasyRisk is your reporting tool. The school's system simply receives the printout. One entry, one source of truth, no double handling. The one record that doesn't live in EasyRisk is the equipment test register, your test and tag. That belongs in Easy Inventory. Tag every technical item with its test date and its next due date, so the register lives against the gear itself and travels with it from production to production. You never go hunting for, when was this last tagged again? Three specific tickets matter for school productions, working at heights required for anyone working above 2 meters. RTO issued, valid 2 years. EWP, required for anyone operating a scissor or boom lift above 11 meters, yellow card, and rigging, basic, intermediate, or advanced, required for any load-bearing rigging work. Before any high-risk work starts, see the ticket. A phone photo of the card is fine. Keep a copy in the SWMS file for that task. If a contractor's tech left their ticket at home, they don't work that day. This is not negotiable. The day you waive it is the day someone falls, and you don't need to be aggressive about it. You can be perfectly friendly. Just say something like, I just need a quick photo of your heights ticket before you go up. Standard for our SWMS file. Thanks. Reputable contractors carry their cards. Anyone who delays, deflects, or claims they left it at home is a red flag. Full stop. Now, don't track any of this in your head or in a shoebox of phone photos. Manage every person and every license in EasyRisk. In the people and licenses area, you add each staff member, each student crew member, and each contractor, then attach their tickets, working at heights, EWP yellow card, rigging level, and their working with children check, with the expiry date against each one. EasyRisk color codes them, valid, expiring, expired, so anything that's lapsed or that will lapse before your production dates gets flagged automatically. Show me the ticket stops being a scramble at the stage door and becomes a status board you check once. And here's the part that makes it bite. When you build a SWMS for a high-risk task, EasyRisk only lets you assign people whose license for that work is current. The gate is automatic. You can't accidentally roster someone whose heights ticket expired last month because the system simply won't let you put them on the job. Here's what the school already has. Most independent schools carry public liability of typically 20 million plus, professional indemnity for staff, and voluntary worker coverage that extends to parent volunteers. Confirm with your business manager that the production is a covered activity. Usually it is. But the moment the production moves to an off-site venue, get that confirmed in writing. Now here's what you verify on every contractor. Public liability, minimum 10 million, ideally 20. Professional indemnity, minimum 5 million. Workers' compensation, for any contractor with employees on site. That one is mandatory in Australia. Full stop. The certificate of currency is a one-page PDF the contractor's insurer issues. Reputable contractors will email it without a second thought. If a contractor delays, deflects, or tells you they're between policies, that is a hard no. Walk away. Now here's the move that saves you every time. Make the paperwork a condition of accepting the quote, not an afterthought you chase later. Don't accept a contractor's quote until they've submitted their public liability certificate of currency and their work cover certificate. Word it plainly. To confirm this quote, please attach your current PL certificate of currency and your work cover certificate. No paperwork, no engagement. That flips the burden onto the contractor, and it means you never discover a lapsed policy after they're already standing on your stage. And EasyRisk has a contractor portal that takes the legwork out of this. In the contractors area, you add the contractor company. You only ever deal with one rep, say their salesperson. That rep gets an upload link, they upload the company's PL and work cover certificates of currency, and they add each crew member who'll work your show, with their tickets, their licenses, and their working with children checks attached. Once the rep adds their crew, those individuals flow straight through into Easy Scheduler and your show-specific people lists. So on bump-in day, your sign-on, your supervision count, and your who's-on-site board already include the contractor's crew, fully credentialed. No retyping names, no surprise faces at the door. This is the category teachers most often get wrong. Performing a copyrighted work in front of a paying audience without the right license is, technically, copyright infringement. Schools get away with it because rights holders rarely chase modest one-off productions. But it's not zero risk, and the cost of getting it right is small. Grand rights, so the full musical license, come from Origin Theatrical, MTI, or Hal Leonard. There's a per-performance fee plus materials hire. For a week run of a known musical, you're looking at $1,500 to $3,500. Small rights, songs only, that's APRA AMCOS, much cheaper. Performance for schools is covered by the APRA, AMCOS Education License. Your school probably already has it. Confirm with your head of department. Recording for archive. If you record the show, you need a recording license. It's often bundled with the grand rights. Read the contract. Now, streaming or online. This is the one that catches schools out. In 2020 and 2021, when productions went online, a lot of teachers assumed their grand rights license covered streaming. It didn't. The publishers were lenient during COVID. That grace period is over. Today, streaming requires a separate license. The clause is usually in Section 6 or 7 of the grand rights contract. Read it before you point a camera at opening night. The school's standard photo and video permission forms cover classroom and routine activities. They do not automatically extend to production photography for publication, recording for archive or distribution, live stream or use of a student's likeness in advertising next year's show. For each of those, you need a production-specific release form, signed by a parent for under 18s and by the student. The single most overlooked clause here, opt out per use, not per production. A parent might be fine with archive but not okay with social media. Your form should let them opt out of each channel separately and treat each opt-out as binding. Child safety, non-negotiable. Working with children. Check for every parent volunteer who will interact with students unsupervised. Check the expiry date. Verify online via the state register. Don't trust a phone photo of the card. And in EasyRisk, a valid working with children check is a mandatory gate on every Australian person you add to a school production. Staff, student supervising volunteers, every contractor crew member. If the check is missing or expired, EasyRisk blocks that person from being assigned to the show. It's not a reminder you can click past, it's a hard gate. Supervision ratios per school policy, mandatory reporting. Every staff member is a mandatory reporter under state law. And performer welfare. If students are performing emotionally heavy material, build in a pastoral check-in. Right. Now the BS detector. A typical lighting hire quote includes a line that says something like compliance documentation, $1,400, fixed fee, separate from the actual work. Here's what that line can legitimately include. The contractors own SWMS for their own work. That's $200 to $400 of admin time. A risk assessment for the venue, maybe $200 if they haven't worked the venue before, and zero if they have. Test and tag certificates, those are already done annually as normal business practice. The incremental cost to you should be zero. And the certificate of currency, also zero. It's already on file with their insurer, so the realistic compliance overhead for an experienced contractor who knows the venue is somewhere between $200 and $400. The remaining $1,000 to $1,200 is what they bill because most schools won't push back. So here's how you push back. Send an email, something like, can you itemize the compliance documentation line? If it's SWMS plus risk assessment, that's fine. Please send them with the quote. And if the venue documentation is already on file from your work here last year, can you reduce the line accordingly? 9 times out of 10, the line drops by 60 to 70%. Or disappears entirely. Reputable contractors will provide the SWMs and risk assessment as part of the quote at no extra charge, because they need them anyway to do the work. The ones who refuse to itemize are billing for theatre, not for work. Records retention. The SWMs register, 7 years from production close. Daily sign-on logs, 7 years. Incident reports, indefinitely. Contractor insurance certificates, 7 years. Grand rights licenses, 7 years post-expiry. Performer release forms, until the student turns 23. Working with children, check verifications, 3 years from last engagement. And production financial records, 7 years for the ATO. And the archive side of this is set and forget. At Strike, you use EasyRisk's Save and Archive Show button to freeze the whole production into a single dated audit file. The SWMS register, the sign-on logs, the incident reports, the contractor certs, the working with children check verifications, all bundled together. From then on, it sits in the archive area, showing you how long each show has been in storage. And when an archive show reaches 7 years from when it was created, EasyRisk surfaces a retention reached delete prompt. So you clear out time-expired records deliberately, rather than either hoarding everything forever or binning something too early. You decide. The system just reminds you on schedule. So everything in this module lives in one place. EasyRisk holds your people and licenses, the SWMS register, the sign-on logs, the incident reports, the contractor certs, and the working with children check verifications. And exports the lot as a single audit bundle PDF when the business manager or auditor asks. Easy Inventory holds the test and tag register for school-owned gear. An Easy Scheduler receives the credentialed crew. So your day-to-day roster and your supervision count are always current. Put them together, and if a WorkSafe inspector ever walks in, you produce the complete compliance file in under 5 minutes, instead of digging through filing cabinets. And because the whole production sits together in one system, you never have to reassemble it from scratch for the next show. Two exercises for this module, and both are hands-on in the tools, not paper templates. Exercise 4.1. Build your production compliance pack inside EasyRisk. Add your people and licenses with tickets, working with children checks, and expiry dates. Build SWMs for at least 3 high-risk tasks and assign credentialed people to each. Set up the daily sign-on and log a mock incident. Add a contractor and their crew through the contractor portal with their PL and work cover certs attached. Tag 5 technical items in Easy Inventory with their test and tag dates. Then hit Save and Archive Show to to generate the audit bundle PDF and save it to your portfolio. Exercise 4.2 is a drafting task. Take the annotated sample lighting quote and draft a polite, specific email asking the contractor to itemize and reduce that $1,400 compliance line. Save both to your portfolio. Next module is budget and stakeholder communication. Profit and loss for a school show, ticket pricing, principal briefings, board reports, and the slide you take to the principal, so this year's budget cuts, come from someone else's department.